This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The group Fairness in Religion in Schools has raised concerns that the Morrison government's draft religious discrimination bill could force New South Wales public schools to rent out their facilities to religious groups that hold extreme views. Section 19 of the bill deals with access to premises and states that it is unlawful for a person to discriminate against another person by refusing to allow the other person access to or the use of any premises that the public or a section of the public is entitled or allowed to enter or use. Fairness in Religion in Schools fear that means that if a school makes a building or hall available for hire, then it will then have no right to restrict access to any religious group that wishes to make use of it. Approximately 250 people attended a rally in Hobart over the weekend to oppose a federal government plan to override and water down Tasmania's anti-discrimination laws. The rally, held at Parliament Lawns on Saturday, heard from an array of advocates from the LGBTI, disability and Indigenous communities, as well as women's health advocates and former Tasmanian Anti-Discrimination Commissioner Robin Banks. LGBTI rights advocate and Equality Tasmania spokesperson Rodney Croom said the event highlighted the strengths of Tasmania's strong anti-discrimination protections and what Tasmanians stood to lose. The New South Wales Parliament hosted the annual Gay and Lesbian Outrageous, Ridiculous and Ignorant Comment Awards, or Glorias, recently, with the Australian newspaper's obsession with transgender people winning at the top prize. The Vatican was awarded the Religious Gloria for a 31-page teaching guide which was circulated to Catholic schools around the globe, which claimed that transgender people only exist to be provocative against traditional frameworks and to annihilate the concept of nature. Community organisations are throwing their support behind sex workers who are advocating for the decriminalisation of the industry in Queensland. In August, sex worker advocacy group Respect Inc. presented Attorney General Yvette Dath with a letter signed by 15 organisations calling for the government to commit to sending decriminalisation to the Queensland Law Reform Commission. The letter, supported by organisations including the Queensland AIDS Council and the Sexual Health Society of Queensland, is the latest effort in an ongoing campaign for sex work decriminalisation. A retired general medical practitioner and long-standing activist for LGBTI rights in Singapore has filed a constitutional challenge against Section 377A of the Penal Code, a law that criminalises sex between men, arguing that it is unconstitutional. 61-year-old Dr. Tan Seng, known more commonly as Roy Tan, filed a case at the Singapore High Court to challenge the constitutional era law, which criminalises acts of gross indecency between men with a penalty of up to 2 years' imprisonment. Dr. Tan said the current law is having adverse effects on the way gay men perceive themselves, both as individuals and as figures in Singapore society. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Qatar says gay fans are welcome at the 2022 FIFA World Cup just as long as they don't have sex. Chief executive of the country's event, Nasser El-Khater, says he wants to assure fans of all genders and sexual orientation they will be safe at the cup, but public displays of affection are frowned upon as it's not a part of their culture. It's not the first time fans have been warned about getting close in Qatar. In 2010, former FIFA president Sepp Blatter said gay fans should refrain from having sex during the tournament. Plans to tighten Olympic guidelines for trans athletes have been put on hold as scientists are failing to see eye to eye on the issue. Experts were expected to recommend halving the permitted testosterone levels for trans women in elite sport to open up the field to more trans-inclusive races, but the International Olympic Committee now says they don't see an agreement being reached on the divisive issue before the 2020 Games. Current regulations say trans women can compete if they have testosterone levels below 10 nanomoles per litre for 12 months, which have proven controversial as the average female tends to have levels of up to 1.79 nanomoles per litre.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making the news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.